Welcome to Sports Med Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedrez.org discussed a study that found that a smartphone app for measuring passive hip range of motion in healthy young men may be reliable and valid when compared with the measurements of a motion analysis system and a bubble inclinometer. Although smartphone applications can measure hip range of motion, there's no literature to support their use when compared with a bubble inclinometer. Since the majority of clinicians own a smartphone, there is a potential for clinicians to objectively measure hip range of motion efficiently in a variety of settings. Therefore, Charlton and colleagues assessed the intratester reliability and validity of a smartphone application for the evaluation of hip flexion, rotation, and abduction. The authors recruited 20 healthy participants with an average age of 24 years who were pain-free at the time of testing. A single physiotherapist evaluated each participant twice, 3 days apart. During each session, the physiotherapist measured passive hip range of motion on the right limbs using three tools: hip ROM tester, a smartphone app, a bubble inclinometer, and a 9-camera marker-based motion capture system. Each movement was measured 3 times, and the median value of each set was used for analysis. The physiotherapist measured hip flexion, abduction, adduction, supine internal rotation and external rotation, and sitting internal and external rotation. The smartphone application was reliable or consistent between 2 sessions for 4 of the 7 motions, with abduction, adduction, and sitting external rotation being somewhat less reliable. In comparison, when the physiotherapist had the bubble inclinometer, he or she was less reliable with hip abduction and sitting external rotation. Overall, the smartphone application had good to excellent relationships with the motion capture system in all measurements except supine external rotation, which had a moderate to good association. The bubble inclinometer displayed a good to excellent association in all 7 measurements, thus the researchers concluded that using a smartphone application was a valid and reliable measure of passive hip range of motion in young active males. The above conclusions pose some interesting implications for all clinicians who measure hip range of motion. The use of a smartphone application could potentially have a positive impact on clinical practice. Since many clinicians report having a smartphone, this will increase the portability and availability of the tool when compared with a bubble inclinometer. Furthermore, the use of a smartphone may also be more cost-efficient for physicians when compared to a bubble inclinometer, although this difference may be nominal. While there are many positives to using a smartphone, all clinicians should be aware of some limitations of the current study. Firstly, the authors did not report data on the multiple phones, so they were unable to definitively conclude that one method was better. Furthermore, only one physiotherapist tested the application, and a co-author was an inventor of the application. It will be interesting to see if other groups can replicate these results using multiple clinicians and multiple devices. Until more analyses can be completed to more directly compare the devices themselves, it would be wise for clinicians who are interested in using a smartphone application to proceed with caution and test if they can consistently get the same results when they use the application. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. This post discussed a study that found that cervical spine and vestibular rehabilitation may be beneficial for patients with persistent concussion symptoms. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a link to the National Athletic Trainers Association's abstracts for their annual meeting next week. These abstracts highlight some of the latest research in sports medicine. If you have questions you would like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.